Rubbernecking Podcast. This is Libby Perry, and joining me is Jenny Bradford Curley from the Tupelo CVB. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
We're so glad you came up to spend some time with us this morning. And we're going to talk about the Tupelo Elvis Festival. It seems like it's just around the corner.
It is. Held the first full weekend in June every year. Okay. It's coming up June 2nd through 5th in Tupelo.
Wow. And so, you know, I think everybody knows your ETA competition is the one to beat. I mean, it's like, it's very serious. There's lots of pageantry. You've got coaches. It's very serious, and you always turn out a great competitor.
We do. We're excited to have our competition this year. Everything kicks off that Thursday night, June 2nd. You can come see the guys perform, and they'll perform throughout the weekend. And we do. Our winner gets up. It's, you know, cash. They win cash money that night. They win a guitar from Tupelo Hardware and a special statue of Elvis at 13, much like the one we have at the birthplace.
That's right.
Then we come back with a boot camp right before Elvis Week to make sure they've got their song selection down
and that
their makeup is right. I mean, you know, just everything to make sure that they are the best and that they are really paying tribute to Elvis.
Really? That is so cool. So if you haven't been before, you can go to this boot camp, and that's kind of like a crash course about what to expect for the festival.
Absolutely.
How cool is that? And so that's where Elvis got his first guitar, right? It was between a guitar and a gun.
Yes.
Am I right?
Well, he was coming in to Tupelo Hardware for a birthday, and I think they were looking for a bicycle, but he got in there and he saw the gun, the rifle on the wall, and I said, "Mama, can I have the rifle?" And she said, "Absolutely not." And he threw a little fit, like, you know, the boys might do, and a family friend that was working there pulled out the guitar and said, "Here, Elvis, strum on this, see what you think." And thank goodness, musical history was made. Thank goodness he got that instead of the rifle.
I know. Yes. Could you imagine? That is so cool. Now, you've also got a 5K.
We do. Really cool. It's the Running with the King 5K that Saturday morning. There will be, Elvis will be around throughout that. And it's a great time to dress up, you know, come get some exercise before you head out to the rest of the festivities that day.
That is so cool. So you've got lots of live music, right?
We do. So the Elvis Tribute Artist Competition takes place in our Bancorp South Arena.
Okay.
And then in Fair Park, which is kind of an outdoor park, we call it the front porch of Tupelo.
Oh, cool.
Their national musical acts will be performing. So Friday night, we've got the last American Idol winner, Trent Harmon, who's kind of a hometown boy.
Gosh.
He's
from
Amory, Mississippi.
Oh, how cool.
So he'll be there performing along with Memphis Jones and Amelia Eisenhower and the Eisenhower Band. So that'll be a fantastic night to come out and hear him. And then Saturday night, it's usually our country night. So we have 1,000 Horses performing along with Brooke Eden and John Milstead, who's also another hometown guy.
Yeah.
So it'll be a great weekend to hear some wonderful live music.
Yeah, so much good music coming out of the Delta here. Let's see. Now you've got a new statue. We mentioned the statue of 13-year-old Elvis is given in ETA, so you've got some new statues.
We do. The Elvis Presley birthplace, they're always looking for new ways to draw fans in and get them to stay longer and learn more about Elvis in his first 13 years living in Tupelo. So they have just unveiled a becoming statue is what it's called. There's a story wall. It shows Elvis as a young boy right after he's gotten his guitar at Tupelo Hardware. He's sitting on a milk crate, and then behind him is the entertainer Elvis in full regalia, you know, arms out, just it's as if he's dreaming of what he will become.
It's
called Becoming, and it's on an overlook back where Elvis used to play as a child at the birthplace. So you can look out and see all of downtown Tupelo. It's gorgeous up there. Great place to come and reflect and just, you know, think about what went on here and hope you can dream there
as
well.
That's really cool. Yeah, that's Tupelo is such a great place to really see the chronicles of Elvis as he was growing up.
Right.
And that I can't wait to see that statue. And now I see you're working on a new picnic pavilion because it's so lovely out there in the springtime.
Right. Oh, it's beautiful. They're constructing right now a new picnic pavilion with restrooms, you know, places that you can actually spend time and hang out, have a meal at the birthplace. And then, you know, other features of that, there'll be water features around the lake. They're cleaning up the lake that's also on the property.
Yes.
Making a walking trail around it, you know, pretty water features in the middle of the lake. And it just adds to that experience, something else you can see and where you can play. Like Elvis did.
Yeah, that is so cool.
Yes.
And, I have to mention, you know, Memphis Jones is a big personality, and he's going to be fabulous at Tupelo Elvis Festival, and he's always here at the Memphis Festival, Memphis Elvis Week. And so we can't wait to see what comes of this first week in June and yes. what also happens, you know, in August for the Memphis mm-hmm. Elvis Week. So thank you so much for joining me here. We're
Absolutely.
Glad you're coming up to Memphis.
Definitely. We look forward to being here in August.
All right. Well, thanks, Jenny Bradford.
Thank you.
See y'all later on the next Rubbernecking Podcast. Bye, guys.